All right, so now let us turn to resolutions and proclamations. I would like to start with a resolution on hydraulic fracturing in North Carolina.
Please note there's a final version of this resolution at your place.
I'd like to also read it. And if there's anyone in the audience, I know there's a few people here who came specifically for this. If you'd like to mention anything, you're welcome to come up and say something if you'd like.
Actually, yeah. Why don't we do that now? Is there anybody who came to speak on this particular item? Come on up, Lucy. Oh, and then whoever else had their hand up after Lucy. Okay. Or you can come up together if you want.
Good evening. My name is Lucy Lewis. I live at 119 Oak Street, and I'm a member of the Triangle branch of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. And both here in the Triangle and nationally, the more that we've come to understand the tremendous devastation that can be wreaked by hydraulic fracking, what it can mean in terms of water systems, what it can mean in terms of aquifers, the impact that it would have on potentially a Jordan Lake or our own water here, what it would mean for air, the chemicals that are leached, the tremendous devastation that's all done in the name of clean energy makes me just feel tremendously, and on our entire branch, that this is a huge issue nationally and locally, and that here in North Carolina, we're surrounded by states that allow this to happen, and that it's really important that we don't allow this in North Carolina, and that Carrboro, which always prides itself on caring for our environment and the safety and well-being of our citizens, can play a very important role in passing the strongest possible resolution opposing it, and we thank you for that.
Thanks, Lucy.
Thanks, Lucy.
Hi. Thank you, and I don't think I can add anything to that, as she so eloquently put it, other than I do urge the board to review the resolution and adopt this. I think it's a good move. I think when it comes to the legislature, looking at this, the number of municipalities that have voted for this resolution, I think that's impressive, and it speaks for the state. So, thank you.
Do you mind sharing your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Donna Wilder.
Donna Wilder. All right.
And
thank you,
question.
Donna.
Do you know if there are many municipalities that have passed resolutions in North Carolina so far?
I think maybe is it Wake Forest? I'm not sure. I can't
Creedmoor.
Give you the number.
Creedmoor.
yes, that's right. Okay. But yeah, I think, and I don't know what Chapel Hill's going to do, but.
Right.
I think it would be a good move.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks very much. Sammy, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Come on up.
Hello, my name is John Wagner, and as someone who was born and raised in this area, I'm extremely concerned about what's happening with hydrofracking all around the country, and we're lucky in North Carolina that it hasn't started yet. It is such an incredible risk, not just to the water, but to the air and to the quality of life, the incredible industrialization it causes of the whole surrounding area. And the thing that troubles me most, I think, is that it's long-term damage that would affect not just our generation, but many generations to come. And I hope that you pass this resolution and that you continue to do everything you can to stop fracking from coming into the area. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
All right. Did you say your name? Oh, John Wagner. Thanks very much, John. Sorry.
So it's a pretty long resolution. Maybe what I'll do is read the last part of it.
That's good. You can skip some of the whereases.
And I'd just like to thank those who did come out to speak. You know, Carrboro is pretty sane when it comes to this kind of thing. And for that reason, many times people don't show up when we pass significant resolutions. So it's really nice to hear from folks, and thank you for coming. Usually this is something we pass really quickly because we realize it makes a lot of sense. Unfortunately, that's not the case for many other places. So hopefully, my understanding is that Creedmoor's passed ordinance, which is pretty impressive, and they're working to make that even stronger. And this may be the first other resolution after theirs has been introduced. And the main thing to keep in mind is that in Carrboro, we don't have shale gas under our jurisdiction, but the effects of the industry could still impact us, and that's why we're going to pass this resolution. I'll just read the last therefores. Now therefore be it resolved, the town of Carrboro urges the North Carolina General Assembly to maintain current laws in North Carolina that prevent hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling in the state, and to take no action that would weaken these laws before it is fully demonstrated that North Carolina public health, waters, land, air, economy, and quality of life will be guaranteed protection from the impacts of allowing shale gas development in the state. Be it further resolved, the town of Carrboro solicits and invites the general public to give input on any further negative direct effects hydraulic fracturing may cause to the town of Carrboro. Be it further resolved, the town of Carrboro will regulate through zoning and or ordinance any negative direct effects on Carrboro stemming from the hydraulic fracturing industry to the extent it is authorized to do so. Be it further resolved, the town of Carrboro requests that the North Carolina Utilities Commission not approve of further natural gas energy generation capacity and requests for rate hikes to fund these projects in North Carolina. Be it further resolved, Carrboro stands in solidarity with communities who live downwind and downstream of hydraulic fracturing activities, with community whose water supply and groundwater may be affected, with communities that may suffer long-term social and economic impacts from hydraulic fracturing, and with communities who have already been affected by predatory leasing. Be it further resolved, the town of Carrboro calls upon all other municipal and county governing bodies of North Carolina and OWASA to pass similar resolutions to this one, and that the League of Municipalities and Triangle J Council of Governments join in on the effort. So I'd like to also just very quickly, this was derived from a lot of effort and work done by a few organizations, Clean Water for North Carolina, Ha River Assembly, Sierra Club, Deep River Clean Water Society, and NC Warren, among some of the organizations that helped put this together. And so I'd like to move this resolution.
Second.
All right. Thanks, Sammy. That's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of the resolution. By the way, I forgot to mention, I got a call this afternoon from another resident of Carrboro who was very much in support of this, who wanted me to relay that to y'all. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, the matter passes unanimously.
Sammy, thank you for your
And I want to thank this board for being so